Hey folks, you are most welcome to the channel once again, and today we have a life coach as a guest on the show. So dear guest, you are most welcome on the show. My audience is super excited to know more about you.
So it's so nice to be here. So I'm Amanda Lees. I am a nurse as well as a mother, a wife, and a life coach. So I've just started my business, Heart Centered Health, and I just love supporting others to make sure that they are living truly the best life that they can live. Yeah.
Perfect. So let me just give a quick intro about this show today. It's all about how to overcome the adversities that people have in their life. Right. So, dear guest, here is the first question that comes into the picture. Is, let's say there are a lot of people out there and they are stuck at some or the other place in their life. Right. So, how can they overcome the adversities they feel like they have in their life?
So, the biggest way that I have found to overcome these adversities, and I've had a lot of adversities, especially in the last 15 years. So when, and I'm sure we've all had these points where you feel like you are stuck in a really deep hole, that there is no coming back, that it's just blackness, it's darkness. And at that moment, you really need to look into yourself. You have you and you have you only. So at those times when you're feeling like there is no hope, you need to look at yourself. You need to have a good hard look at internally what you have and what you want in life in order to get yourself out of that black hole. And every day we are given choices, and those choices are our choices. So when you're feeling really stuck, you really need to dig deep, take a look at yourself and see what you want, and then start from there. And once you can start seeing that little bit of light, well, what would I like? Okay, I don't have that now, but what would I like? And then you need to start with gratitude and very small steps. But that initial step is just looking inside yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
That really does sound interesting, right? So, okay, as we're talking about this, so what should be the mindset regarding this, how to overcome the adversities?
Yeah. So the mindset that you need is really important, and that mindset comes when you are in the darkest times, but also when you're in the most amazing times in your life. So for mindset, some people would think you need that mindset when you're going through adversities. You need it both times. So that mindset needs to be when you're in a bad place, that you have everything that you need within yourself to get through this, and have that faith in yourself, that trust that you do have everything that you require. We doubt ourselves. We all do. It's like the easiest thing that everyone can relate to. We all doubt ourselves. We all have that negative talk and chit chat. And that is the thing that you need to conquer. And so when you're in that really dark place, it is, you need to look internally to find what you need and trust yourself. At the same time, when you're in a really good place, you need to acknowledge that. See what you're doing, what is working well, and use what works well to help you out of those darker times as well. So that mindset's really important, to acknowledge the bad and the good and allow that mindset over both areas of your life in order to get the best positive mindset.
Wow, yeah. That's really amazing. Understanding and acknowledging what's good and what's bad. I would say, like, what's working for you and what's not working, that's what we need to acknowledge, and that's how we can move further, right? I believe that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then when you do acknowledge those good things, that's when you pull them into your life more, and you draw on those good things that help you with your mindset, that allows you then to then have more of the good times and not so many of the bad times, because you're going to acknowledge both.
All right.
Clear a picture.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. So I thought of, you know, asking you that if you can share any personal story of, you know, that you feel like you have overcome adversities, or if you have any client that they walked up to you asking for the same help and you helped them with the same. So would the audience would be happy to know more about any personal story?
Yeah, look, I've got a few personal stories up my sleeve. One, probably the first time that I really, really looked inside myself to get me out of the dark place was when my children were quite young. So I have two children diagnosed with autism. And in those early days, I was very lost, very exhausted, very tired, and really didn't know what the future, there was no future at that point. I couldn't see past the kids' meltdowns and, you know, school. And it was just really, really challenging. And on one of my birthdays, it was my 32nd birthday, I didn't want to celebrate. I felt like shit. The kids were still having meltdowns because you can't switch off autism. So it was a really low point for me. And my husband said, just go for a drive. So I went for a drive and I sat there and I was like, it sort of just dawned at me that I'm in control of what I do in this situation. I can't change the children as such, nor should I expect them to change because I want them to change or because it's my birthday. So that made me really look internally to what I was going to do. And it just gave me that realization that they don't want to be upset and have meltdowns on my birthday. But what I need to understand is that I need to take from this what I need to do. And that just gave me that little switch. And that was when I started with the gratitude and how am I going to make this situation better for me? How am I going to love myself through this situation, which then gives on a ripple effect to everybody else around you? So at that point, I hated my life, who I was, what I was doing, felt like a failure. Failure as a mother, failure as a wife, failure as a friend, everything. And then I was like, actually, I need to start giving myself some love because what I'm going through is really difficult. My kids are trying their best. My husband's trying their best. I need to try my best. And that was when I really looked internally and I knew I would get through this and I had to start making choices to better my life. Wow. That was one. And then, yeah, I've got lots. Another point was when my 11-year-old son really didn't want to be on this earth anymore and was trying not to be on this earth. And so this was a really big one that rocked us. And again, it was like, okay, what do I need to do in order to support my son and my family? And looking at those things where my mindset was really good was when we were traveling and camping and on holidays, which is easy to understand because you're away from reality. So what we ended up doing was picking up the family and traveling in a caravan for 12 months to love all over my family and my kids and really boost everybody's internal love. Like, we just loved all over them. And that was a choice we made. It went against everything that most people think about. Why would you leave a job? Why would you leave your house? But internally, that was what we needed to do. And so that was a big choice. And that took a lot of mindset to push through the fear and make that choice. It was the best thing we ever did. Yeah.
Perfect. This is something, you know, really inspiring that you overcame that your own adversity. And that's where you come into the picture, sharing it with the people, right? Your story. That's really interesting and inspiring. So as you mentioned, you know, you started paying the gratitude, you changed your self-talk, right? So can you please throw some light on it?
Yeah, that self-talk is massive. So, and I say this to my kids all the time as well as clients, but you are with yourself 24/7. Everywhere you go, you take yourself. So what you are saying to yourself is detrimental to how your life will be. So even if someone says something really positive to you and you look beautiful and what a lovely family you have, if you're telling yourself I'm ugly or I have a shit family or whatever it is, that's what you're going to hear more. So you really need to focus on the language that you give yourself, the language that you use to yourself, and ensure that you are speaking to yourself kindly, loving yourself, allowing yourself to be your true self. And that is detrimental to having a rewarding life.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, right? And inspiring as well. And can you please throw some light on being the gratitude as well?
Yeah, so the gratitude is really massive in my life and my clients and my kids. when you're grateful for something, and when you're having a really bad day, a really bad week, a really bad month or year, sometimes that's really hard. It doesn't need to be, I am grateful for, you know, something massive like my house or a car, or I'm grateful for my job. You can be grateful for coffee. Sometimes I was just grateful for coffee, that I had coffee to get up to give me some energy because I was really tired. So gratitude each day doesn't, we don't, you know, sometimes it can get turned into this, well, there's nothing for me to be grateful for. If you're thinking of like all these massive, amazing things, you could be grateful that you had a bed to sleep in. So keep it simple. And if you can start, so I used to write it down each morning what I was grateful for. Sometimes I could write a whole massive pages of what I was grateful for. Other times it was just something simple. I'm grateful that I actually have a husband that's still sitting beside me. You know, things like, I mean, that's massive really, if we're going to be honest, but you don't need to look for these massive gratefulness. It just has to be something. And it just flicks your mind set into that positive space in order to get on with your day.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's really interesting. When we start paying the gratitude for what we have already, we start accepting and receiving more out of what we are paying the gratitude to. Right?
Yes.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Right.
Right. I'm paying gratitude to you over here for, thank you so much for being over here, right? Inspiring the audience, and to my audience as well, thank you so much for listening as well, right? Okay, we have a couple of more questions over here. It's like, you have written your book, right? So we are super excited to know more about your book. What is your book all about?
So my book is called According to Plan, Riding the Unpredictable Waves of Motherhood. My life since I had kids has not gone according to plan. And so it's my journey that I share. I'm very honest and authentic. I show everything to the reader. The feedback's been amazing. I know that a lot of people are living, well, to be honest, I don't think anyone's life has gone according to plan. I don't think anyone can honestly say everything I dreamed of and hoped for in my life has happened. And if they have, I'd love to meet them, but in reality, no one's life really goes according to plan. So the book is all about sharing my story, how it doesn't go according to plan, and making the absolute best out of that situation. And we have made an amazing life for my family. We are just, and the biggest thing was just accepting my story, my journey, acknowledging it and sharing it. So by that, I've inspired many, many people. Like today I got another message. It's just awesome to see other people really relate to it. And I think because I am so authentic in my writing, people say it's like just sitting down and having a cup of tea. It's a very easy read. And it's just sharing what has helped me get through these really dark times, which a lot of people never knew, even my close friends and family. So you get me raw as, and all the things that have helped us get to this point in our lives. Yeah.
All right.
The good, the bad.
Perfect, perfect. So is there any topic that you really would like to share with the audience that you feel that, okay, this topic should not be missed in your book while reading, right? Is there any topic that you really would like to add on, and why?
I mean, the main things that are in that book is that mindset and that journey. I do talk about autism in a way that, so I'm a nurse, I've nursed for 20 years. A lot of people have said to me in the past, oh, that must have really helped you with your autism journey. No, I thought autism was rocking in a corner. So I'm really trying to shed that light on what autism is. We have, just under our one roof, we have two autistic kids. We have OCD, oppositional defiance disorder, ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, dysgraphia, anaphylaxis, allergies. We've had meningitis. Like, there's so much that I have endured with my family. So it gives a real honest share about those situations that sometimes I think society don't have the true story. I don't hold back. So you'll see it all. Yeah. And I think that's important for society to understand what people are going through, because it's often behind closed doors. Yeah.
All right. As we mentioned this topic, a lot of people also say that the other people are not able to understand that what you are going through. As you mentioned that you were a failure as a friend, a failure as a, you know, mother, as a wife. So how did that turn up? And now how, because a lot of people can relate it with, because they are also going through this particular adversity. Now how they can overcome? This would be the last question, I believe. Not the least.
What was that? Sorry?
How they can overcome this adversity, like if they have this issue going on that the people not trusting around them, right? So how that can, you know, turn up, how people can change that, okay, people are not even trusting you, so what should you be doing?
So I think, again, that authenticity and when we're real, and I think with a lot of mental health and things like that, it is seen, and I do talk about this in the book as well, that mental health is, I guess, deceived differently in an illness type way. As far as, like, I talk about when the kids had hurt themselves and I'd have to present to the emergency department, and I didn't want to take them because I didn't want my work colleagues to know. So I think the more honest we can be with people, and it has to be in a safe environment, but people in general need to talk more about reality. And so me feeling like a failure and things like that, no one else thought that. That was me, and that's that internal talking. If they actually had have known what I was going through, they probably thought I would have been pretty awesome. But I didn't share that with anybody. I didn't want anyone to know. So I think just having open, honest conversations with people is a really big breakthrough that a lot of people need, instead of shying behind our closed doors.
All right.
Like what we're doing now.
That's inspiring, right? Awesome.
Yeah.
So is there any tip that you really would like to give the audience?
Any what, sorry?
Is there any advice that you would like to give to the audience?
Be kind to yourself. Love yourself and speak nicely to yourself. You're doing the best you can, and each day you just need to be kind and be grateful for everything that you do. You'll be way more awesome than what you think you are. Just quietly.
Awesome. Awesome. That's really, you know, mind blowing that be kind to yourself. You want to kind towards others, right? You want to be kind towards mm-hmm. others. Love yourself. You are trying to love others, right? This is something outstanding.
Until you love yourself, and it gets thrown around all the time, like, you gotta love yourself. But when you truly, like, when I wrote my book and I got all that down on paper, I loved myself more than ever. And then I found it so easy to love others. It just enabled me to give so much more love back when I loved myself. It's amazing what that internal love can do.
Right, yeah. That's amazing, right? Really paying attention and paying gratitude is like, that could be the miraculous thing that you can do ever,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay. So now, how people can jump on, checking out your book. Is it available on Amazon?
Yeah. Yep. So you can find it on Amazon. According to Plan, Riding the Unpredicted Waves of Motherhood by Amanda Lees. You can grab it on my website. So heartcenteredhealth.online. You can book in consultations with me as well. I've got another book coming out this month, probably be December, and that's a collaboration with other authors about mindset, so Master Your Mindset, on a Journey to Riches series, so that's coming out. And then early next year, I have another book where I've got other mothers to come and join me, and I delve into motherhood. So I give all the authors questions, they answer, and I've got from 40-year-old mothers up to 92-year-old mothers unwrapping motherhood, and again just sharing what we have learned, what works, what doesn't work, and just that also helps them as they write, helps the readers as they read, and it's just a win-win. So that'll be coming out too.
Perfect. That's amazing. So people, what I'll be doing is I'll be making it super easy for you. I'll be dropping the link of her website in the description so that you can jump into that and you can click on it and boom, that's how you land on her website, right? So thank you so much, dear guests, for inspiring the audience, and thank you so much to the audience who has been over here listening to us. Thank you so much. It means a really lot, right? Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.